Okay, hearty welcome to everybody. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. We're Brachas Lamed Beis, Brachas 32A today. Pagination is 63. We're going to start on the bottom of the facing page. So actually, Brachas Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis at the very end, 31B at the very end. Page 63. The last three lines. Our topic for today, you got me?
62
on the very bottom, right. And we'll be on 63 in 30 seconds, I hope. Last three lines. Our topic for today is harsh prayers that were accepted. Specifically, Hannah, who is enormously harsh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She basically says it's unfair. This is not a nice little request that she's making. She says, like, why did you create me if you're not going to give me the child that I need? And we're going to see two other leaders of Klal Yisrael, Moshe and Eliyahu, are equally harsh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts. It's almost like Hashem puts Klal Yisrael in a corner sometimes, expecting us to stand up and say, we need a lot more mercy than you're giving us. Va'omer Rav Elazar said, Chana hiticha dvarim klape maila, Chana threw words towards heaven, she harshly attacked, so to speak, shenema vatispalo al Hashem. She didn't daven to Hashem, but rather with an ayin on Hashem. That she's coming on strong, that she threw words at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omer Rav Elazar said, Eliyahu hitiach dvarim klapei maila. Eliyahu also threw words at Hashem. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, ve'ata hasibosa es libam achoranis. Eliyahu says, you turned their hearts backwards. Now, there are different ways of understanding this. There's a different Gemara about this Pasuk. But what's being understood over here, according to Rav Elazar, is that Eliyahu, in his showdown with the followers of Avodah Zarah in the time of Ahav, even though Eliyahu comes on strong against Klal Yisrael, and he says, how can you continue to worship idols? And he's the real preacher telling them that they're doing wrong. But when he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells Hashem, you know, it's your fault. You made the challenge too hard. You made it too difficult. Ahav is popular, everything's working for them, and you're the one who turned their hearts against you. Eliyahu blames it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tremendous insight, because sometimes we think Eliyahu is this zealot who's against Klal Yisrael and he's all spiritual and frum, and the truth is, if you watch the details, Eliyahu, for example, always wore a belt of hide. That's what that was his defining mark. When someone wanted to describe who I saw, they said, I saw a man wearing this hide belt. Rashi there says, Elo Shel Yitzchak. He had a reminder of the Akedah on his person at all times to defend Klal Yisrael. Look where they come from. They come from Avram and Yitzchak. Eliyahu is trying to defend Klal Yisrael at the same time that he's giving them Musar. So in this case, he blames it on Hashem. How do you know that Hashem admitted to Eliyahu? You're saying good. I have to take responsibility here too. I'm not making it easy enough for them to be observant and believe in me. A later pasuk says, I caused them to be bad. Let's skip down to the fifth line on today's daf. At the end of the line, Va'amar Rav Elazar, and Rav Elazar said, Moshe hitiach dvarim klapei maila. Moshe also threw words at heaven. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Vayispala Moshe el Hashem, al tikri el Hashem, ela al Hashem. We find that the drasha is as if it has an ayin, and on Hashem means with frustration. On Hashem, blaming Hashem. Shekein divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov karen la'alfin aynin ula'aynin alfin, because we know that sometimes ayins and alephs are supposed to be exchanged, and over here, if you look at the context and you see what's going on, you'll see that really it's supposed to be an ayin, because Moshe's tefillah is very harsh. Let's see what Moshe's tefillah is, and then we'll understand why they say that you should switch it from an aleph to an ayin. Divrei Rabbi Yanai Amri Mehocha, like this. V'di Zahav. In the beginning of Devarim, Moshe says, there's enough gold. What does it mean, there's enough gold? My V'di Zahav. Amri Divrei Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai's Beis Medrash explained it. The beginning of the line now. Kacha Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. B'shvil Kesef V'Zahav She'ishpat Olam L'Yisrael Ad She'omru Dai. You lavished the Jewish people with gold until they said, enough already! We don't even know what to do with so much gold. That's how much blessing you poured on them. They left Mitzrayim, they took the storehouses. Yosef put together world-class wealth, and the Jewish people take it out. They make Mitzrayim empty. There's no reason for it to be a metropolis anymore. They took everything else out. And they said, enough, we don't need more blessing. If I lived so many years, I wouldn't be able to use all this up. Hu garam she'asu es ha'egel, that caused them to make the egel. Because when there was a collection for the egel, there was so much money. Hey, you want, it's a good cause, it's not a good cause. And they gave, and they gave.
What is egel?
The egel is the golden calf. Amri Dver Rabbi Yanai, another nuance over here of having enormous wealth is Einari Noi Mitoch Kupa Shal Tevin Ela Mitoch Kupa Shal Basar. The lion doesn't roar if he's eating grain. He roars because he's eating meat. It does something to the person. And the person has enormous wealth. Something's wrong. He gets wired wrong because there's too much wealth. Skip down, the first words on, like, two lines down, is Karshinin Shehechal Ticha. We're skipping a small parable and getting to what I believe is the main point over here. Omer Abchia Bar Abba, in the middle of a line, Omer Ab Yechanan, Moshe La'odam Echad, it's a parable to a person, Shehoya Lo Bein, that had a child, Herchitzo, he bathed him, Visacho, and he anointed him with good-smelling oil, Ve'achilo, he fed him well. Ve'ishkeyu, gave him to drink. Ve'tolelo kis al tzavaro, and then he put money on his neck. He hung a necklace full of money. Ve'oshiva pesach shozonos, and put him at the doorway of a house of ill repute, in front of a bunch of prostitutes. Mayasa osa ben shlo yechta, what do you think is going to happen? What in the world do you think is going to happen if you put the child all bathed and warm and fuzzy and cozy with the money in front of people who do the wrong thing? And that was Moshe's argument with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He blamed the Egel on Hashem. And to a certain extent, Hashem lessened the punishment because the Bechira, the free choice, wasn't so simple because he laid them up for an enormous challenge, which Moshe argues they weren't able to overcome. Drop down in the wide lines, about 10 lines. The first word on the line is Vihitzilo, and then there's a two dots where we begin. Ve'ata, and now Hashem responds, Hanicholi, leave me alone. V'yichar api bohem, and my anger will burn in them. Va'achalim, and I will destroy them. Ve'ese oscha l'gai gadol, and I'll make you into a great nation, because you, Moshe, had nothing to do with the ego. You were up with me for those 40 days learning Torah. Even Aaron participated because he gave him an idea, whatever. As great as everybody was, but Moshe is the one singled out to be the new nation. Amar Rabbi Avo explained, Il Moli Mikra Kosov, if the Pasuk didn't say it clearly that Hashem is asking Moshe to leave him alone, Efshala Omro, I would never be able to say such a thing. What am I going to say? Melamed Shetavsa Moshe LaHakadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe grabbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ka'adam shu tofis es chavero, the way a person grabs his friend bevigda with his clothing. Va'omar lefonav, and he said to him, Ribono shalola, master of the universe, ein ani manichecha, I'm not leaving go, ad shetimcha v'tislach lehem, until you forgive them. And this is an example of itiach devarim kalapei maila, where Moshe takes charge. He's not a very respectful petitioner. He takes initiative, and he says, nothing doing. What was Hashem's offer? I'm going to make you into a great nation. Moshe says in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, master of the universe, Umakisa shalosh regalim, Eino yachal la'amod lefanecha b'shas kaischa. There wasn't sufficient forefather merit to stand up in the face of the eagle, the golden calf, from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as the founders of this nation. You're going to start a new nation that's only going to have one support? You're going to have me? What's going to happen when there's a crisis? If three supports to start a nation wasn't a good enough foundation, what's going to be if you do it with me? If you make a nation out of one support, it's not going to work. And then Moshe throws in the clincher, why Hashem can't destroy Klal Yisrael. Yeshli boshes panim me avosai, when I greet my forefathers, I'm going to be embarrassed, I'll be shamed. Achshav yomru, they're going to say, Ru'u parne shehemid aleihem, look at the person we put in charge of the nation. Moshe, we put him in charge, he's the shepherd. Bikish gedula la'atzmo, he had an opportunity in a moment of sin to grab all the honor for himself, to make the nation his own. And he didn't plead for them. And therefore, Vayichal Moshe es Pnei Hashem, Moshe pleads for them. Amar Rabbi Elazar, he understands the responsibility that lies upon him. Malamed she'omad Moshe b'tfila lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shehechalehu, he prayed to Hashem until he pressured Hashem to forgive the Jewish people. So we find that although normally we recommend tremendous reverence in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and often if Hashem refuses us, it's for our own good. But in the case of Chana, in the case of Eliyahu, in the case of Moshe, they would not take no for an answer, and the Gemara maintains that they were correct, and we see Hashem's response in approving their request. Yashar Koach, have a wonderful day.